Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Trumos. What happens if I accidentally feed you truma? On the one hand, you're the one who ate the truma. On the other hand, I'm the one who created the situation of Isser. So who's responsible for paying the Karen and the Chomesh? Mishnah Gimel says, Hama'achel es po'alav v'es orchav truma. If the Baal HaBayis feeds truma accidentally to his workers, to whom he's obligated to feed lunch, or to guests that he has in his house who are non-Kohanim. So then who has to pay? So we have a machlokes. We have two opinions, Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. Who mishalim es hakerem, v'heim mishalim es hachomesh, divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, well, the Baal HaBayis has to pay the Karen, right? Remember, we said in the last Mishnah that there are really two components of what's going on here. One is you took something that belonged to another person, and the other is that you benefited from truma against the halacha. So Rabbi Meir says these two components are assigned to different people. The Baal HaBayis must pay the Karen because he's the one who took the truma belonging to the Kohen, as it were. And the workers or the guests have to pay the Chomesh because they're the ones who had hana from the truma. V'chachamim omrim, heim mishalmin Karen v'chomesh, v'hu mishalim lehem d'meisu dasan. The Chachamim say, well, no, the guests have to pay it all. They have to pay the Karen and the Chomesh because they are the ones who ate the Truma. They ate Truma against Halacha as Yisraelim, and therefore they have to pay Karen and Chomesh because that's the Halacha. Now, however, the Chachamim do say, but the owner was obligated to feed them food, either because they were his workers, in which case he's contractually obligated, or because he invited them to his table and he gave them food, and what he gave them wasn't in the end what he promised he was going to give them. So he has, at a minimum, a moral obligation and probably a financial obligation to give them food, which he did not give them. And therefore, they pay the Karen and the Chomesh, but the Baal HaBayis basically reimburses them for the Karen. So practically, there's not that much of a difference between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. They both basically agree that the Chomesh gets paid by the workers and the Karen gets either paid by the owner or by the workers and reimbursed by the owner. So what are the nafkaminas? What's the ramifications of the machlokas? There's at least one and possibly two. Ramification number one is who's chayev, right? Somebody here has a halachic obligation to make a payback, and not just a monetary obligation, but halachic obligation. And if it doesn't get paid, there's a sin here, right? Because there's an obligation to do it. And if you don't fulfill your obligation, there's an isser. That's not quite the same as me owing you money and not paying back. That's also usser, but not at the same, quite the same level. The second ramification, potentially, is what you can pay with. We know that you can only pay this Karen Chomesh with Kulin Mitukanim. However, if the Baal HaBayis does not have the obligation to pay the Kohanim directly, but rather the eaters, right? The eaters, the workers or the guests pay the Kohanim, and he has to reimburse them, then he could pay them presumably with anything. He'd pay them with cash. He could pay them with anything that they can eat, even if it's not chulin mitukanim. We're going to learn in Mishneh Hay that there are some restrictions even on the food that you pay, even if it's edible food, if it's something like leket or shigcha or ma'aser rishon whose ma'aser was already taken, things like that that are certainly edible to any Yisrael, but cannot be used to make this payment. So in this case, according to the Chachamim, who say that those who ate must pay both, and the Baal HaBayis has to pay them back, the Baal HaBayis could presumably pay them back with any form of payment or any kind of food, as long as it's something they can eat.